I mean, what? Nate, tell me about your dream.
Well, now that I say that, I can't really remember. I just
What?
know it was weird.
Is it because you were dreaming about Harry Potter and his
But it wasn't really like Harry Potter. It was just people I couldn't even tell you their faces.
Were they magical?
I don't think there was any magic involved, no.
That's sad, Nate. You're gonna have a dream about Harry Potter and there's no magic. That's
Welcome to Seriously Awkward.
It's kind of like your background right now. It's kind of like coming in and out. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm very glitchy right now. Well, I tried. So we're doing the Zoom thing. And we're doing the Zoom thing. And I have like a green screen background to my Zoom if I want to. It's like a pull down thing. And so we started using my phone as the video portion of the whole thing. And I was like, last few times I didn't have anything on the background. And then this time I was like, oh, I want to see if I can put a green screen thing in there. And I didn't have my original picture that I usually use. So I just grabbed one of the random pictures I had on my phone. And for some reason, it doesn't allow me to pick the color of the background. So it's just randomly trying to generate where the things are. So, like, I'm glitching in and out. But now we're already in this process. And the only way I can fix it, there you go, Nate. Nate's wearing a nice pair of sunglasses now. The only way I can fix it is by grabbing the phone and doing all that. I don't want to do that, so I'm just going to be glitchy right now. Whoa, very Zorro-like.
Yeah.
Nate's playing with the filters.
I didn't even know that there's filters on here. This is awesome.
I've used them against you. So, Nate, how's it going? Besides having dreams about Harry
Oh.
Potter.
Look at that. Gives me a beard.
Nate, what is wrong
What?
with you?
Sorry. Crap. Yes, sorry. What's what was the question?
What have you been up to?
Well, besides work, yeah, nothing. Playing video games.
Oh, okay.
I watched, obviously the new Boba Fett. I had to watch that. That
Right.
came out yesterday. Have you seen the show Euphoria?
No, I've not seen it. What one's that one
It's really
about?
weird. It's like the high school, so it's high school, but there is a lot, especially in the first season, there is a lot of TNA and like full frontal stuff.
Okay.
It's weird because they're supposed to be in high school, so technically they're underage.
Right. Yeah, that's very strange.
Which obviously the actors are not underage,
Right.
but the concept of the show is high
Underage
school.
kids.
The main character, which I believe is one of the female actors in Spider-Man No Way Home. She is like addicted to drugs. So it like has multiple people, and it kind of, yeah, it's a weird show.
Yet you keep rewinding and pausing.
What do you
That's the
mean?
weirder part when you're watching the show.
What?
Nate.
Why would I? Oh, you're messed up.
Why did that take you so long?
Figure out what you were trying to say.
I wasn't saying anything.
Whatever.
So I have been working. I've been just doing a lot of work. I have to make a bunch of money because I have a whole bunch of important things to pay for. It's always at the beginning of the year, something always happens where I end up spending a lot of money on my car. Last year, it was like I spent.
That's your car's your job, basically.
Right. Well, I spent like around
It's your tool.
$2,000, $3,000 last year at the beginning of the year on my car. Because a couple, it kept having a couple little issues. And this year, I have to get my windshield replaced, which is, I don't know, like $600, $500, something like that. And that's, it's just a big spending thing. But on the good news is I have been working more on the documentary lately. I've been recording some of the old VHS tapes onto my computer. It's kind of a slow, daunting process because you have to watch the. It's not like you can just kind of plug this thing in and just kind of transfer the files over. You have to watch it the whole way. And
That sounds.
I ran into an issue recently that. I wasn't paying attention to, and I had to go back and fix some of the videos. Because when you came on when you come on the podcast, I tell you got to put your phone away because the digital signal from your phone will interact with the audio equipment and do the dee 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 noise.
Yeah, I think I can hear your phone right now.
Maybe. I don't
Just
know.
kidding. Just kidding.
I don't think you should be able to. It's far enough away. But I was recording the audio, the VHS to the computer, and my phone was doing that pulse noise sound, and I'd hear it through the speakers, and all of a sudden I realized I need to go check some of these videos, and apparently it recorded that sound into some of the videos, and I was like, ah. I have to redo these videos, put my phone on the table behind me so it doesn't interfere with the audio and video quality of these VHS tapes. But
That sucks.
it's been
Which
interesting
means
to go
you have to
through.
watch.
Yeah, I have to
Can you
watch it
just
all
edit
over
that
again.
one part, or you have to do it all over
No,
again?
I
Yikes.
have to do the whole thing all over again.
That's stupid.
But it's been a process because the first time I did it, I encoded it at a high rate. But I recorded it in a certain way where it recorded as high a quality as possible. But when it exported it at the highest quality possible, there was, how you have a tearing in videos, like in video games. Like if you don't have a high refresh rate, you'll turn and you'll see the lines on the screen of your character kind of glitch out for a little bit. It was doing that to the top of my videos, so I export it out and then I bring it into the video file and then all of a sudden it would stretch the video and glitch it out and I was like, oh, I can't use this. So I found a good way to export it on a high rate. So because I would like to, I don't know, who knows, it'd be kind of fun, I think, to have it on a big screen someday, if I can put this documentary to put it on a film or whatever, or even just have it on a giant screen TV or something, but I need it to be as best quality possible as possible for a VHS tape.
Right. So. What's the documentary of?
The documentary is of basically kind of a weird chapter in my childhood where we had a skate park at my house. And
So
there was a brief period where there was a skate park at my house, and it was before there was skate parks and skate ramps all over the place. Now they're at everybody's houses and they're all over the place.
And they got parks.
They have parks and everything like that. This was before that. It was like around 1989 or so. And they didn't have that. So we ended up getting a skate park in our backyard. And that led to, so my dad got laid off from work. And then somebody offered him a skate ramp at our house. And somebody thought that would be a great idea for exercise and stuff like that. Give the kids something to do. So he was laid off. So he was like, well, I'll take some of this time where I'm laid off. I'll transfer this ramp to our house. It was a 7-foot half pipe. Whatever. So my dad started building it, putting it in the backyard. The original one was done by some kids or something like that. So my dad had a construction background, so he went through and fixed it up, made it better than what it was originally was.
I cut you off right there because just real quick, that. You said it was put together by kids. Have you ever seen, you know who Tom Green is, right?
Yeah, I know who Tom Green is.
So have you ever seen the movie, I think it was Freddy Got Fingered?
No, I have not.
Okay, well there's, I don't know. It was a weird movie. Tom Green's in it. And there's a scene where these kids basically build a half pipe in their backyard. And it's built like by kids. So right. The boards, there's like uneven.
Right.
So the first person that drops down in the thing, the skateboard hits it and he flies off and he like breaks his leg. Yeah. And of course it shows it. Gruesome detail. Sorry, that was when you said it was built by kids. That came to my mind. So I had to share that real quick.
So my dad fixed it up. So it was really, really good. Skate ramp, and then in the process of that, my sister told somebody on her school bus that this was happening.
No Facebook.
Oh,
okay.
No, my sister told somebody on the school bus, and on our school bus was went on her school bus not our school bus on her school bus was one of the nowadays would be, he was one of the top snowboarders or skateboarders of a certain period of time or whatever. But, you know, he was in high school with my sister.
So it was before he
became anything. So she told him, and, you know, the next thing we know, there's like my dad's still in the middle of building it. And the next thing we know, we have three skateboarders at her house asking if they can skate it. My dad's like, well, it's not done yet, but you know, you can sure when it is done, you can come and skate it. That spread from just them coming over it and skating it. The word got around. And then next thing you know, we have around 100, like 50 people at our house every day, dropping in and skating at our house.
So when you say your guys' house, is it like property or is
it's in our backyard?
I'm So I'm looking at like a neighborhood, you got houses right next to each other, and you got a backyard, and then boom,
No,
you got a
so
half pipe in your backyard.
my dad lived out in Auburn, but it was more considered Auburn Black Diamond.
So
So
there, yeah, okay, so it was wooded area.
it's like a wooded area. You had to go down a you had to the route to get there was you had to go up this giant windy hill, and then at the top of the hill, you kind of go over these like hump things that everybody kind of sped up because it was like one of those driving spots where they created the curve too much. So if you sped over this hill really quickly, you would drop your stomach.
Nice.
You'd get that roller coaster feel. And then you drive past the funny thing is it's like I lived out not too far. I mean, it's a ways away. It was, but you had to drive past Sir Mix-a-Lot's house to get to my house. So you drive past Sir Mix-a-Lot's house and you come around and then you go down this dirt road out in the middle of nowhere and there you go. There's a skate park out there. So
Nice.
it's very interesting. One, going through the some of the old footage and stuff like that. And then also I got some stories of like I haven't recorded some of these yet, but I talked to some people and it was like I was like, well, how do you even find it? And they're like, well, it was like somebody made me a map written on a napkin. And you had to follow this napkin, the directions on this napkin or whatever like that. So it was like a treasure, finding a treasure out in the
Treasure
middle of
hunt.
nowhere. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's what we did back in the day. It's maps on napkins,
Right.
MapQuest. Now you can just bring in, type in an address on your phone, and it's like, boom.
You're there. I know, it's nice because
Another
I
like
the
15 years, we're gonna be just able to teleport places.
that would be oh, I can't wait for that. I'm tired of walking.
Oh, unfortunately, you and I will be too old because if that we won't be able to transport otherwise. Our bones might break or something.
Don't think so, Nate. Although
So
this is what I'm
we will
hoping for.
never, we will never be able to
Transport? No.
transport.
This is my
No.
idea, Nate. Is because when you transport, they disassemble your molecules and then they reassemble your molecules. So in the
So when we
transport,
come younger?
yes.
Nice. I can get on board with that.
So my this is my thought. You do the transporter, and then as you're getting going through the transport, you add like a little bit of bone density and stuff like that. So the more times you do it, the healthier you get. So
Okay.
when you disassemble the molecules, obviously the molecules are spread out all over the place. It has a mapping of what is needed, genetically needed, to put this thing back together. When it gets put back together, what would say that you can't cure a ulcer or something like that in the process? Because you're putting something back together.
So you just leave that out.
Yeah, so you just leave that out.
Nice.
It's
Huh. You may have just cured the.
I cured the world. That's
You
it.
cured the world.
Everybody's healthy for the rest of their
Now,
life.
just. We need scientists to get on this.
Yeah.
Patent that shit.
I don't think you can just patent just a random thought idea.
Oh, no.
But I feel like if you're going to transport things, you might as well genetically alter them in ways that you want to in order to cure somebody. Which would be pretty interesting to see hospital beds. They just, you just go into the hospital and they just kind of beam you out and then beam you back in. That's a surgery. It's a thought, Nate. It's a thought for the future. Will it happen? I don't know. I'm sure if it was to happen, they would have a whole bunch of protesters against it.
Probably.
That's just the way it is. So, anyways.
Nate, yes.
Are you ready for emergency dad joke of the week?
Emergency dad joke of the week. Yes.
Oh, I need a theme for this. Anyways. So, like usual.
Dad joke of the week.
Like usual, I have to set up the scene because it's very important. You just can't tell a dad joke at a random. If you tell a dad joke at a random, then it's just a random joke and it just doesn't make sense. So in this story, we are driving along and I see we're driving out in the middle of like cornfields. And we're out in the country area. We're just kind of driving along.
Okay.
And I turn to you. And I would say this, Nate.
Yes.
Why did the scarecrow get a promotion? Nate? Why did the scarecrow get a promotion?
Why?
Because he was outstanding in his field. That's why, Nate. He's always
That's
there.
A good one.
He showed up on time.
That is a good one.
He is outstanding in his field. He's never late. Always there. Always stressed.
Why did the scarecrow get a promotion?
Yeah, because he was outstanding in his field.
He's outstanding in his field.
Yeah. All right. That's terrible. I feel like the setup, you have to have the feeling attached to it where you're driving along. This is a scenario where
I was picturing it.
Right. This is where I would use this joke. You have to have an idea of where you're gonna use these things. And I would imagine we're driving somewhere and we're just passing these towns where there's nothing going on and you just see fields forever. Like somewhere like Indiana or something like that. Driving through Indiana. And I see a scarecrow in there. And that's where I make that joke. So you're welcome, ladies.
It would
and
be
gentlemen.
In an emergency. So that
in an emergency,
perfect.
In an emergency, if you used up all your other jokes and you're just kind of sitting there silently in the car, that's when you pull out that emergency dad joke. You're welcome, America.
Okay.
Or Argentina, wherever you I don't know wherever you're listening, we get some people from Japan.
Very cool.
I don't know what the translation for that joke is, but I'm sure it's not as funny for some reason.
They might have scarecrows.
That's true. That is true.
Yes.
I feel like we need to discuss this Boba Fett show. You're all caught
Boba
up,
Fett?
Right?
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
So there's a lot going on in the show, and it's a very interesting show. I'm very surprised. Right now, I'm very surprised. I'm not. Never mind. I had a thought.
So, okay, wait.
And then led me to another thought that I was like, oh, I can't talk about that. So, anyways.
The beginning of the show, he is in the worm or whatever it's called, like stomach.
He's in Sarlacc's pit.
Right. And he turns on his like light and he's like looking around. There's stormtrooper degrading. He's like looking around. But he has his armor on. And the armor, because it's the Beskar armor, I'm assuming it's Beskar. that's why he hasn't been
dissolved
like
yet.
Dissolved like the stormtrooper, because the armor is all cracked and stuff on the stormtrooper. And so he starts, even though the armor technically this is where it's sci-fi, the armor is just in certain places, it's not, so technically he would have dissolved from the acid, stomach acid, but
we're not,
anyways, we're gonna skip over that part. So
he crawls his way out.
He crawls his way out. And then I don't know, I forget what they're called, but the small little red-robed monsters.
Jawas?
Yeah, they come, Jawas. And they're the ones that take his armor, right?
Yeah, they're the ones that take his armor.
So they take his armor, and then he's found by the other people.
Right, Nate, this all connects in this way. They take his armor, and in the Mandalorian show, the one guy that they show up, he shows up into that cantina, and the guy's wearing the Vespa, that armor, he bought from Jawas. He won from Jawas. So that's where...
Okay, so I that's forgot where, about that then.
Okay, so that's where... It's because it's a different show at a different time. So he got his outfit basically back from them. Because in that episode, Boba Fett helps them defeat the giant worm monster or whatever, or something like that. I can't remember the whole thing. And then he gets the armor back to Boba Fett, and then that's where they became friends. But he had to steal the armor from the other guy first. And then, yeah. So, the Jawas took his armor, which is sad.
He's like, he's looking for his armor, and he goes back to the worm, and it's like, it's not there, buddy. It's not there.
No, for some reason, he was thinking because he crawled out of the spot, and then he immediately passed out. So his thought was, I must have left it there. He didn't realize that Jawas basically bitch slapped him.
Yeah, when the other sand people came and took him hostage, he was not in his armor.
No, he was not in his armor.
Okay,
he was
dehydrated. I see it. I can see it now. So this episode, so let's start with the end of last episode.
Okay.
He's basically has to prepare for war. So he's like, we need muscle.
Right. So the Boba Fett show has been kind of an interesting show in this way. It's more of a past and present thing going on where they kind of establishing how did we get to this point? How did he come back from the dead? And why he has a different philosophy than what he had in the first place. Because his first philosophy is I'm out for number one. His newer philosophy is we can do this as a tribe. We're stronger. And it's showing that he learned that from the sand people, that the tribe matters, people matter, and they were stronger as a tribe together than they were as an individual. So he's trying to take what he learned from that, and now he's becoming like a, I don't know, he took over Jabba's place, and now he's like a crime boss of this entire area, but he doesn't want to be like a crime boss. He wants everybody to basically run their own stuff, but he wants a part of the action, I guess.
Right. So, I'm not very Star Wars savvy. Boba Fett is Mandalorian?
He is
or
not.
Or he's just a bounty hunter.
He is just so he is not a Mandalorian. As far as I don't know. We'll find out more through this, I think. But I don't believe he actually is a Mandalorian or anything like that. I know he inherited the armor and everything else from his father, who is Jango Fett from the original 1, 2, 3 Star Wars movies. In that one.
1, 2, 3, like, wait.
Not 4, 5, 6.
Like,
but 1, 2, 3, the one with the young Anakin Skywalker or whatever.
Yes. Okay.
So he was in, Jango Fett was in that one, and he got his head lopped off by Mace Windu or Samuel Jackson, I believe.
Yeah.
So Boba found his head, his helmet or whatever, which is very disturbing. Because he found the head. He found the helmet. The head was not in it. They kind of show that the head goes flying in an opposite direction with a shadow. So he founds it, and then he basically takes up his dad's armor or whatever.
Okay. And then he obviously becomes a bounty hunter, because in the original Star Wars,
that's where he was involved. Was he was just he was one of the bounty hunters. His first appearance was Empire Strikes Back. People loved him so much as a character, they put him in the original Star Wars New Hope, just in a random scene where he just kind of walks by, just so people can go, oh, look, it's Boba Fett. Whatever.
Okay. All right.
You caught up, Nate.
So, yeah, I just wanted to double check, because obviously he's like taking off his helmet.
Yeah, because he doesn't have those rules. But also the other that group of the girl Mandalorians, they also had different rules where this is the way where we just kind of. We do the Mandalorian code, except for we take off our helmets.
Yeah.
Which, so new episode comes out, and it is interesting because this new episode, it's all about the Mandalorian.
What?
And I have to say this, the Mandalorian episodes have a different feel and a different structure to them, and I find them just better.
Yeah.
It is so much more entertaining than the Boba Fett side. But the Boba Fett side is leading into they're meshing them together, which is, I knew this was going to happen, was that they were going to start with what was going on with Boba Fett. And I had a feeling it wasn't going to be... It's a good story. It's just not as captivating as the Mandalorian story. The Mandalorian story has kind of better, interesting characters in many ways. The Boba Fett story is a politics story of you know, just... It's a politics story or whatever.
Right.
It's like a crime boss whodunit type thing. And I do have to say, in one of the last episodes of Boba Fett, his whole gang jumps on these bikes, these motorcycle things, and they're chasing down the bad guy or whatever. Well, everybody's a bad guy, but their bad guys were chasing around this other bad guy because they wanted some information from him, and he took off and he ran.
Yeah, they wanted. The governor person went.
Yeah, they all jump on these motorcycles and start riding. These bikes that they're riding look like Vespa mopeds. And I was like, this is the most non-threatening group of people I can imagine. Where they're chasing after you in Vespas. Imagine like a biker gang, and they're all out in leather and stuff like that. And then you do the typical thing where you go into, so this is an 80s thing. You go into the restaurant, and the biker, there's a whole bunch of biker gangs, bikers. They're all wearing leather outfits. They're like drinking beer like crazy and smashing bottles and getting in fights in the background. You go in and say, "Hey, I would like a Diet Coke, and my friend here would like some soda water." And everybody looks at you like, "Oh, we're going to get you." And they toss you out of the place. Basically, we don't like your kind around here. What is wrong with you? So you take revenge on the biker gang and you tip over one of their bikes. Which it's, they're all basically in a line. It tips over all the bikes. And then you realize, oh, I need to get out of here because the biker gang is after me now. They're going to be mad. So they come out and they chase after you. But it's like they did that, but all the entire biker gang was riding little scooters. It felt like to me. And then it's like you come out and they're all chasing after you, but they're all like wearing little Vespas, and they should have been wearing little handkerchiefs on their neck with sunglasses with little like feathered hair and just saying, "We're going to get you."
That's funny.
I don't know.
Yeah, that chase scene was kind of weird.
It was a weird chase scene. They could have done a way better job of it. I think they had these bikes, and they wanted to probably merchandise them somehow for a toy or something. I don't know. It just felt out of place of the Star Wars universe.
It's weird. Yeah, they did seem pretty slow to what they should be, like the speeders or whatever they're called.
Right.
So they're chasing this like convertible
pod race thing.
It's like he's bumping into a bunch of stuff, almost hitting people,
right?
And then the bikes, they can't really catch up, but they're just on his tail.
Yeah. And then
it's weird. Yeah.
And
it's
then
like
he hits something and basically fruit comes down on top of him, which is an homage to Back to the Future when Biff hits the truck and a bunch of poop fertilizer drops in his car or whatever. That's basically what the scene was. But
yeah.
So then so all that happens, they go, okay. So they catch this guy and they're like, Who do you work for? And he's like, I'm working for the governor. And he's hooking up with all these other people to come again, and they're going to wipe you out. And then, so the end of that episode, they're like, we need to get an army together. We need muscle, which leads us to the next episode, which is the Mandalorian episode. Mandalorian's back in it. He meets up with his, Mandalorian people, which there apparently there's only like three of them left or something like that.
So at the end of the Mandalorian,
yeah,
Grogu goes with Luke,
right?
So he's basically starts where he is basically back to his old ways. He's on a bounty. He goes in, freaking takes care of the bounty. In the process, he's using the Death Saber, and
which that thing is awesome.
It's not. It is awesome, and it's not his type of weapon.
It looks so cool, but yeah, it's not his type of weapon that he normally uses. So he's
kind of
clumsy
and
with it.
Things that come with it. So he, in the process, he doesn't use a lightsaber or this, in fact, this Death Saber. So he, like, it I don't know, he does this move and it ends up like cutting, not really cutting, but searing the left side of his leg. And so he's injured, so he goes to collect his bounty and trying to get this information from these people about where his counterparts are located.
Right.
So yeah, it just kind of gives you that brief, like, okay, after the Mandalorian season 2, he is now back to his old ways.
Right.
Of just, so.
And he's trying to reconnect with his people.
Yeah. So, which in fact he ends up doing. And after, what, that would be season 1, maybe season 2, when they find their little hideout and they kill the other Mandalorians. So now there's only like 2 other ones left.
Right.
And there's the a bigger dude.
There's a big buff guy, and then there's the main girl.
Yeah, the
whatever she is. Anyways.
Gosh, what is it called? So she asks about what she gets. Help me out here.
Okay, so what happens is he meets back up with her. They kind of go over what he's been up to. Where did you get this? Like, I don't know what this weapon is. Where can you tell me something about this? She goes over what the saber is and stuff like that. And where it originally came from. He shows her the spear that he got, that he was able to defend himself against the lightsaber that he had, and he was able to win the sword in the process of doing that. So from that point they were like, well, we shouldn't have a spear that's made out of something that should damage a person's, like our armor. Because this could damage us. So we're going to turn this into this from a weapon into something. And they're like, well, what do you want? He's like, I want to make armor. And he's like, cool. What do you want the armor to be? And then he's like, I want armor for Grogu. And she's like, Grogu is not in your custody anymore. And he's like, I don't care. Make it for him. And I'm like, and my thought was,
I plan to go visit him.
Right. He's like, I want to go visit him, and I have a present that I want to bring him a present. Because he's going to be mad if I don't show up with like a frog or something like that. He needs at least a frog or something. So he gets him this outfit. My thought is, man, dude, what if he's not the same size? Like, how do you fit this to a baby size Yoda?
Well, the other thing also is, it's like they fold it into like this little handkerchief,
right?
And it like fits in the palm of his hand, which, so it's probably going to be like a, I don't know, I don't even know what it'll be.
It'll be like a helmet.
It can't
like
be
that.
Full size. It can't be a helmet. It's too small.
It could be like a belt buckle. He's got. He
could be.
He could walk around like a Texan.
Beskar chain link.
Like
chainmail or whatever.
No, I would do like a mesh shirt.
Mesh shirt. Like a chainmail.
Yeah, like.
Well, it looks like they had chain. Like they made a chain.
No, I prefer just like, or he's just got like a necklace. Could be just a necklace.
Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, diamond ring.
This whole spear that he got from the other Jedi in season 2, the blacksmith lady, she's like, you shouldn't have that because
right.
That's made to kill other Mandalorians. Like, that can pierce our armor. That's really the only thing. And if it falls into the wrong hands, then it could be deadly for us. So he's like, all right, well, you know, take it and make something.
So in the process of doing all that, he gets that nice mesh shirt made for Grogu. Yeah.
But and, just before that, when he shows her the blade,
right,
it shows the other muscled guy, and he like kind of, he's wearing a helmet, but you know the face he's making. He's like, that should be mine,
right,
type face.
Yeah, he's got the body language of, I want that. I want that. That's mine. Give it back. That's not fair. He was giving the same body language that my dogs get when I give them one of the ears, like to chew on, and then they all have one, but they all want the one that,
like, the other one has.
The other one has, and they all just like,
whose ears are you giving your dogs?
Huh? Big ears.
I think. What? Oh, big ears. Okay.
So.
I had some questions there, David.
Yeah.
For a minute.
Just people. Whatever.
Cool.
Van cool. Gogh. I gave him Van Gogh's ear.
That's why. that's why that they can't find your house.
Right.
Amazon. So. After. First off, she explains that the carrier of the Death Saber,
it's either going
to be
the
kind of righteous to be the leader, they should have got in it this way. If you're gonna like cause a downfall, then you got it in battle, which he got it in battle,
right?
So he got it in the non righteous way, I guess you could say.
No, he got it in the righteous way, because he won the thing in battle.
Yeah, but she literally said that getting it in battle is not good.
No, she says if you win it in battle, then the saber is yours. If you steal the saber, then it is a bad thing. Also, the person that wields it, whether they decide to use it, however they decide to use it, if they use it in strength, it's a good thing. But if they use it in weakness, it will become the downfall of the Mandalorians, is basically what she said. So
okay,
that's when she decides to kind of train him on how to use it. So they kind of battle, just kind of fake fight. Or whatever. They do training, I guess, is the word for it. If you want to put words to it. I don't know if I really want to like label things, but I'm going to label it. They were doing training.
Yeah.
And then, so in the process of training, the big, you know, Mando is...
Muscle bound.
Mando is learning, the Mandalorian is learning that the blade has to work with you and kind of flow on its own. You can't fight the lightsaber. The lightsaber has to wield. It's what they've said in the past is what the lightsaber kind of just kind of flows with you. If you fight the lightsaber, it's supposed to, you know, fight against you or whatever. So he's fighting against the lightsaber, and it's becoming heavier and heavier as he's using it, and he doesn't understand it. He's basically got to get a connection with it. And so in the process of doing that, the big guy goes, you know, that's my sword, by the way. I dropped it like a long time ago. My grandpa,
my family's family.
Right. They kind of built that.
It's
so
part of my heritage.
It's kind of mine. And she's like, well, he's got it now. And he's like, well, I want it back because that's.
I challenge him to a duel.
I challenge him to a duel, and he's like, "Cool, let's do this."
she's like, "Do you accept?" And he's like, "Yeah,
why not?
Nothing."
He's in many ways. He's kind of like, I hope he takes it from me because I don't really want this.
Yeah, I'll go back to the gun and
right.
My
more comfortable ways. So they battle. We'll leave that to what happens next. So he goes from there. At the end of the battle, she asks both of them, have you ever had your helmet removed? And the big guy's like, no, I've never done that. And then the Mandalorian, in order for them to get out of the base in the episode before, he had to go in without his helmet. And
yep.
And so he had to say, yes, I have shown my face. And then she's like, well, you got the sword and stuff, but we can't have you here.
Yeah, you're not a Mandalorian.
A Mandalorian. And he's like, what? He's like, is there any way I can fix this? And they're like, yeah, if you go and do this MacGuffin thing out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, so they're old planet, and she basically explained it when he showed her the sword and she was giving him the background. Like, she's like, these people, they destroyed our planet. And she's giving a background. So then kind of came full circle because she's like, yeah, you got to go to the mines on this planet. And he's like, well, wasn't it destroyed? And she's like, that's the way. And he's like, well, shoot.
Right. He's like, dang it.
You just told me I can't be a Mandalorian anymore. I have to go to this destroyed planet. So that is kind of where the episode ended. Now, what are your thoughts? Because I've seen people say
that's not where it ends.
I'm done. So I'm stupid.
You're not stupid. It goes from that point to him going, okay, well, I lost my ship. It was basically completely blown up in the last season. So he goes and sees his friend. They have a buddy moment where they rebuild a hot rod for him. Basically,
it's basically the ship that
Anakin
Princess
Padmon. Anyways, yeah, it's goes back to the original first movie, the Phantom Menace. And they,
which I'm like, I'm
get,
like,
get one of her ships,
yeah,
rebuild it, and he takes it for a joyride. He gets pulled over by the cops for a little bit,
and then
he comes back down. And he's like, yeah, this thing works pretty good. I was very upset at you for a little bit, but you know what?
He wanted like a ship like his old one. And she shows up in this single person,
right?
Speed racer.
Well,
I can go into outer space, obviously.
Right. What it is,
let me do my thing and
right.
It'll be faster, the fastest ship in the galaxy.
She showed up with an old, what is it? A Shelby Mustang is basically what they rebuilt. From like the Fast and the Furious car.
He's like,
not Fast and the Furious. Gone in 60 seconds.
I want a 2022 Mustang.
No, what he wanted was a 2022. He's like, I want a 2022 Highlander minivan because he likes the extra space and stuff like
that. That's the thing. It's like, when I saw that, I'm like, where's. He's definitely not going to be putting any bounties in there because right. There's no room.
So, I mean, if you just need the head,
mean, I guess they can put it in the, because they
Right.
cleared out the droid
That's the
space.
problem, is there's not a lot of storage. He likes to carry a lot of stuff with him. He doesn't want to pay every place he goes. He's going to have to pay
Well, he
for a place
goes.
to sleep now.
But
It's very impractical. It's not a practical vehicle, especially if you're bounty hunting. I wouldn't use it for bounty hunting. I'd be like, ooh, this is a pretty cool car for like the, ship, for like the normal day ship driving stuff. But on the weekends, I need to have my other ship
yeah, for like,
for getaways.
yeah. So, but when he comes back down, so he outplays the cops. One of them is the same one from
The ice
Mando
episode
season two.
where he crashes on the ice planet and there's tons of spiders.
Yeah, and he thinks he recognizes his voice, and he's like, no. Because one of the other thing, because it was for Princess Padme, the ship is like unregistered, untraceable.
Right.
So they're like, they pull up first. He was speeding around a commercial ship,
Right.
so they're like, can't
And
do that.
then they
And they're
pulled up.
like, ping us.
It's so
And
funny
he so
'cause it's
he
like
like
they
hits the button, and
did
he's like, we got nothing. And he knows this. He knows it, but he's like, well. And then the other guy's asking him some questions, 'cause they don't want to do paperwork. And
Right.
he's like, no, you got the wrong guy. That wasn't me. They're like, well, okay. And then they're like, well, we need your ship registration type thing. So ping us. And then he's like, nope, I'm out of here.
Right.
And boom, he like basically jumps into hyperspace with just sitting.
Right.
They're
'Cause
like,
he did the coppers thing. He was like, "See you, coppers."
you know,
And
yeah.
he probably took off and flipped him off as he
Probably didn't show it, but he probably,
yeah, most
you know
likely
he
he
did.
did.
And they're like, so do we go back and report this? And the other guy's like, you want to do paperwork all day?
Right.
And he's like, no. Like, all right, let's get out of here. So yeah. And then when he gets back to the planet, and he's like, yeah, this is a good ship. There goes the chick
Chick.
that's with Boba Fett,
Yeah.
like the other bounty hunter type person.
And she comes up to him and says, "I got a job for you." And hands him a bunch of money. And she's like, "I got a job for you." And he's like, "What do you need?" And he's like, "I need muscle." And he's like, and he tosses the money back. And he's like, "Oh, he's helped me
It's on
out.
the
I'm gonna.
house.
This one's on the house.
Yeah,
He
it's on the
helped me out.
house.
I'll help him out." Kind of going with the bro code on that one. And then and he's like, I'll help you out, but I gotta run. My kid is I got a
The
present for my
daycare.
in daycare, and I gotta go run and pick him up real quickly and just see how he's doing. He's staying at with the uncles and stuff right now, so I just kind of want to check in on him. I got this little gift for him, and he's happy to see me. So I'm gonna go do that real quickly, and then we'll come back, and then we'll go. I'll be part of your muscle or whatever like that. Yeah, we'll do that. But first of all, yeah, I can't really find the mother and stuff like that, and so it's mostly it's just me. He's like I said, he's staying with the relatives, and so I'm sure he misses me a little bit. So, yeah. What do you think, Nate?
Well, like you were saying, it has a completely different feel than the Boba Fett.
Right.
So when I went to Disney Plus, went to hit Star Wars, hit Boba Fett, scrolled down, new episode, clicked it. I didn't read the name.
Oh, no, I didn't either.
Return. The show's title is Return of the Mandalorian. And so then it starts with, boom, Mandalorian. And I'm right. like, did I click on the wrong show?
Well,
so I moved the mouse around, and then sure enough, it said Boba Fett in the corner. And I'm like, okay. So then I continued watching it, and I'm like, oh, I'm cool. I'm good with the Mandalorian. And then
Mandalorian,
and then the end comes, and then I'm like, okay. Right. I'm like, I don't mind the whole show being Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian show is way better than the Boba Fett show.
But 100%.
Huh? 100%. It, like, just from this small episode, it is the music that they play, they immediately play, like, they open it up with the Mandalorian music that they use every time he walks into a room or whatever.
I feel like this was just an extended episode for season 3. Like, this could have been
part of the other season.
They probably need him. I don't know if they'll probably get into the war. They might get into the start of it. So maybe, like, towards the end of Boba Fett season 1, he's there again.
So they'll probably
kind of mention that how he was just with Grogu or whatever.
Right. So,
and that'll be in season 3 of The Mandalorian.
They're trying to make a tapestry of how everything interconnects and interwinds together. So you kind of want to know what's going on with Boba Fett and what he's been through. His arc is not as exciting as the Mandalorian thing, but they're intersecting in a good point, and it just tells a better story all around. Cause the Boba Fett is, I enjoy it, but it's definitely a slower pace and they don't have as good of characters. And it's mostly because it's acting like a mob boss type thing. And if you like that pacing, then that's good. But I don't know. I prefer The Mandalorian, but I appreciate the Boba Fett aspect of it. And they're adding to who he is as a character. And so what's going to happen with this is Boba Fett will end you in a spot that will lead straight into Mandalorian season 3. And season 3 will go on.
See, I think Boba Fett will end with like a confrontation either with, I don't think it'll be the full war that they're kind of leading up to, but it might be to a point where the Mandalorian comes back, where he like kind of says that, hey, I gotta go take care of this real quick. So I don't think you see the Mandalorian again until maybe the end of the season of Boba Fett.
Yeah, maybe.
And then season 3 is probably gonna take off from him leaving that planet
right
at that point in time.
Well, we'll see what happens, because also in the process of doing this show coming out, there's going to be the Obi-Wan show is coming out. Okay. And there's a Luke Skywalker show coming out. And so there's a bunch of things coming out. So, anyways, we got to wrap this up, Nate.
Well, so they could also go back into time a little bit and kind of for season 3, like this last Boba Fett episode could be kind of in the middle or towards the end of season 3. And it could be like towards the end, it could be him like reconnecting with Grogu. I don't know. I think this episode, I think, will play a picture of some way in season 3 of The Mandalorian.
Most likely, yes. So,
but do we know when?
I have no idea. I have no way to check it.
I'm trying to look it up right now if there's any... Not seeing anything. So it's on The Mandalorian season 3 is reportedly on Lucasfilm's slate for 2022.
Right. So they're probably in the process of recording it now. So.
Oh, but it.
Nate, what is going on in your head?
So it was The Mandalorian season 3 is currently in production, as confirmed by star Carl Weathers in an October 2021 tweet. So probably the second half of, so yeah, probably at the end of
next year, around this time.
2022. Is it 2022?
Yeah, it'll wrap up.
It'll probably be the end of this year.
I'm going to say it's going to end.
They're probably in the editing phase.
I don't know, Nate. I do know that most of that stuff, like The Mandalorian, comes out around this time of year. So, it's the beginning of the year. End of the year, beginning of the year. All right. Nate, any last words? No.
Oh, there's gonna be a Last of Us. There's gonna be a Last of Us TV series, and The Mandalorian is.
There's also a Lord of the Rings TV series coming out. So, anyways,
yes, there is.
Nate. Cool.
Yes?
Last words.
Mandalorian 2022.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Seriously Awkward and Friends. Please like, subscribe our Facebook page, and think about becoming a Patreon member. And listen next week.